36, she met him at their door. She said, "I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore." Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spin and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so benign. Safe. Had a job and not one raise in pay. Now she's in the typing pool at minimum wage. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spit and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so benign. Safe.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed, five others wounded in a mass shooting at an Ohio factory that makes cosmetics. Police have a suspect in mind, but not in custody. Joshua Sober lives in New Albany, where it happened.
It's really scary, to be honest with you. The fact that something to this scale and to this level of urgency can happen right down the street is crazy. To be honest with you, it makes me feel a little bit unsafe.
In Sweden, still no motive for the mass shooting that left 11 people dead, including, it's believed, the gunman. President Trump saying in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, remove everyone living there, and open it up to private development. Trump says right now,
virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete. That's very dangerous and very precarious.
Officials say all 67 bodies have now been removed from the Potomac River following last week's plane-helicopter mid-air collision. This is ABC News. In the wake of the Los Angeles wildfires, President Trump criticized water issues around L.A. A recent executive order released billions of gallons of water from two Central Valley reservoirs. But now a lot of farmers say that means they won't have enough water to irrigate their farms. Peter Gleick is a scientist at the Pacific Institute.
This is the time of year when we're trying to store water in our reservoirs for the very hot, dry summer that looks like is coming.
More money is on the way to help victims of the wildfires, too. The Grammys and two benefit concerts have raised $125 million. With the Super Bowl around the corner and just over a month after the deadly New Year's Day attack, security is stepping up in New Orleans. Eric DeLon is the federal coordinator for Super Bowl 59 and says visitors will see a lot of police.
We don't want them to be intimidated by that. We just want them to know that we're invested in their safety and security and their peace of mind.
Security will be even tighter than usual at the game. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Governor Tony Evers has indicated he'll veto such legislation. Governor Evers announced his plans to combat PFAS and expand access to safe drinking water. Evers says his budget proposal will include more than $145 million to address PFAS contamination across the state. That includes creating a community grant program to help municipalities eliminate PFAS from drinking water. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for seasonal workers for state parks, forest trails, and recreation areas. Some of the open positions available include park rangers, campground attendants, and groundskeepers. Find more information on the DNR's website.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? Maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Neil McCoy and The Shake here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. Could see some snow later today. And we do have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Dennis Guy, our NAFB Farm Broadcasting colleague from Canada, will be joining us. As he'll have more on the Canadian reaction to those 25% tariffs from the U.S., yes, they're on pause, but there's still some reaction in Canada to all of that. And Dennis is going to have more on that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Well, we're heading out here later on this morning to the Corn Soy Expo as that gets underway in earnest tomorrow. And it'll be tomorrow and Friday at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells. Yeah, we're going to leave a little bit early to try and get ahead of that snow and be listening for interviews from the Corn Soy Expo during future editions of the Morning Farm Report. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number two diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This month's Ask the Vet segment, sponsored by Crystal Creek, and we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, this month you talk about how to deal with calves during the cold weather during this month of February.
Well, I think cold weather is always a struggle for calves. One of the things that I see happen often as the weather gets colder, especially in barns with maybe curtains or fans or something for calf barns, people will really close the curtains up, turn the fans down, etc., in a way to trap any little bit of heat into the barn and keep the environment warmer for those calves, which is certainly a noble thought, but oftentimes in trying to trap some of the heat in and keep the cold out, we also trap in some of the things like the ammonia, and we can get a bad air quality going. And so I always just encourage people to say, you know, really the primary goal should be, number one, maintaining a draft-free environment, because when it's below 50 Fahrenheit, calves are subject to a draft. Draft is defined as airspeed more than 60 feet per minute, like 3/4 of a mile an hour. So if airspeeds are, you know, 3/4 of a mile an hour or more, that's drafty on a baby calf. I would encourage people to keep their barns ventilated such that when they walk in there, they don't smell ammonia. And it's okay if it's cold, as long as it's draft-free and calves are bedded well. Long stem, lofty straw provides a insulating material that calves can nestle into. And so in a perfect world, if you feed your calves and you come back an hour later and everybody's laying down, you would like to see that as you walk past them and they're nestled down into the straw, that you can't see their legs. That means that they have something to kind of burrow down into. That straw comes around them, keeps them warm, and they don't have to divert as many calories to staying warm. But to put a number to it, one number that you can use to help guide your bedding throughout this very cold weather is use 25 pounds of dry, lofty straw for every 1,000 pounds of body weight every day. So let's just say for every 8 calves, you should be using 25 pounds of straw a day. Now, I'll tell that to people, and they'll say, wow, that's a lot of straw. And that's my point. And not that you necessarily have to bed every day. Bedding every day is nice because it keeps the straw loftier and it doesn't get packed down and they can nestle into it. But if you bed every other day, then you would use 50 pounds of straw for every 1,000 pounds of calf body weight. And that's a good metric. And I know most farmers want to use less straw than that, but at least in these bitter cold stretches, upping the straw level will really make a big difference. Obviously, calf jackets help as well. On the calorie topic, let's talk about calories. In this kind of weather, calves should be getting a minimum of 5,000 calories a day, and they're going to get those calories from milk and grain. And so then we need to figure out, well, what's the calorie density of milk and grain? Most starter grains are going to run somewhere in the 1,500 to 1,600 calories a pound range. Most whole milk is going to be somewhere around 2,400 calories, and milk replacers will range from 2,100 to 2,300 calories per gallon, depending on the formulation. So doing some simple mental math, you realize even if you're feeding whole milk and you're at 2,400 calories a gallon, feeding 2 gallons of that, you will still need a little bit of starter to hit 5,000 calories a day. And that's really the target, because these calves are using these calories to pay. Think about calories like money, and they're paying bills with these calories. So they have to pay the heat bill, which means maintain their core body temperature. That's a very expensive bill to pay in the winter. They also have to pay the immune system to go to work. The immune system, white blood cells, are kind of like employees. You know, funny thing, if you quit paying them, they would quit coming to work. Same thing with the immune system. You quit paying them, they quit coming to work, and calves get sick. Or they have to pay the growth bill, so they have to have excess calories to put on musculoskeletal weight. And so making sure that we're feeding as many calories as we can to these calves, targeting at a minimum 5,000 calories per day during cold weather, is very important. So I think those are really some things that we can focus on in cold weather. One other additional thing on the calorie topic. Sometimes people will inherently want to feed more calories. Say you have a milk replacer, and they'll say, well, we got to get more powder into these calves, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just add a little extra powder into the mix. While that's a good intention, that is typically the wrong way to approach it. What that'll do is it'll increase the concentration of the milk, increase the total solids. It can make it too rich, and when that milk is too rich, it can cause health events like bloating or scours, and the calves can actually get sick from it. So if you want to feed more calories, keep the same mix that you always mix, the same ratio of milk powder and water, and then just feed more volume of milk replacer solution to deliver more calories. That's really the best approach. So just some practical cold weather things that can be helpful.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't.
You're burning me alive.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Winona and No One Else on Earth here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, 7 above in downtown Durand, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the March contract is traded. March up 8 cents at 20.01, April at 19.66, May 19.49, June at 18.80. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were up 1.5 to 180.5. 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 190. 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 243, no trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk steady at 134, no trades. Dry whey steady at 62, and no trades on the day. Cattle futures did extend their losses yesterday, even though tariffs with Mexico and Canada have been put on hold. Traders still remain nervous. Hog futures moved sharply higher on Tuesday, regaining the losses on Monday. Now, cash cattle have been trading this week, but there's strong chances they may be no better than steady with last week. Feedlots may be more aggressive sellers as they feel the market is running out of steam to the upside, though it's too early to tell, with the recent pressure stemming from the uncertainty of the tariff situation and also cattle imports from Mexico resuming. Fund traders held record long future positions, which may have also led to the liquidation. Now, packers may be less apt to bid up for cattle this week if they sense that the feedlots might be anxious to sell. Now, cattle and hogs, though, are both called higher for the day today. February live cattle opens the day at 201.87, April 198.65, June 193.22. March feeder cattle open at 268.25, April 267.62, May at 265.80. February hogs open at 85.07, April 89.75, May 93.75. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are moving mostly higher, while soybeans, they're moving mostly lower. A little bit of profit taking happening in the overnight, while wheat markets moving mostly higher. A little bit of short covering as well in some of the wheat markets. Again, corn markets, though, moving, again, slightly higher as well. Some good demand, at least on the export front earlier this week, still helping the market. March corn up 2 to 496.5. May up 2.25 to 507. July up 1.5 to 508.25. New crop up 0.25 to 468.25. March beans down 2 to 1073. May down 1.75 to 1086.25. July down 2.25 to 1098.5. New crop down 5.25 to 1068.25. March soybean meal down $1.20 to 312.80. March soybean oil down 34 cents to 45.42. Chicago wheat, March up 3.5 to 580.5. May up 3.25 to 592. Minneapolis wheat, March up 4.25 to 626. May up 4.5 to 635. Energy markets are lower this morning. March crude oil down 86 cents to 71.84. April down 87 cents to 71.47. Meanwhile, March and April gas both down 3 cents. March at 207, April at 230. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $4.45, March $4.45, April $4.50, new crop $4.08, cash beans $9.90, March $9.95, April $10.08, and new crop $9.84. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.47.5, March $4.52.5, April $4.62.75, new crop at $4.18. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.61, April $4.67. New crop, 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, 439. New crop, 418. Cash beans, 995. New crop, 998. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 444. New crop, 418. Cash beans, 990. New crop, 983. Red Wing Grains, March corn, 467. April, 473. May, 475. New crop, 429. March beans, 1030. April, 1040. May, 1042. New crop, 1015. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, 442, March, 444, new crop, 410, cash beans, 999, March, 1003, new crop, 1001. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, 196 to 219, Holstein fed cattle, 164 to 188, market cows, 100 to 138, bulls, 142 to 163, calves, 450 to 1105, beef steers, 142 to 430, Holstein steers, 150 to 345. Sheep markets, market lambs, 205 and down, light lambs, 240 and down, ewes, 110 and down, rams, 115 and down, goat markets, does, 250 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 200 to 213.50, finished beef heifers 200 to 214.50, finished dairy steers 178 to 187, market cows 100 to 119, market bulls 124 to 163. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high-quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications, all 100% online with Zeldy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zeldy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love. Whatever you make.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. In response to President Trump's 25% tariff threat against Canada, Canada has now formed the Council of Canada-U.S. Relations in response. Our NAFB colleague in Canada, Dennis Sky, has more.
In response to threats of punitive trade tariffs from the new Washington administration, earlier this month, Ottawa announced the formation of a Council of Canada-U.S. Relations. Comprised of experienced leaders in business, innovation, and public policy, this new council has been given a mandate to investigate and advise Canadian policymakers about the current and the potentially changing relationship between Canada and the United States. Jean Charest, a corporate lawyer and a former Conservative deputy prime minister who later became premier of Quebec, is co-chairing this new Council of Canada-U.S. Relations. Charest admits that he is baffled by conflicting statements coming from President Trump, with Trump saying he wants to improve the American economy while at the same time threatening his primary trade partners with damaging and inflationary tariff actions.
I think it speaks to a dilemma of the Trump administration of either pursuing a growth agenda or the tariff agenda. And the tariff agenda is the contrary of economic growth. It just doesn't make sense. So let's move to the real question. What is it that the American administration wants? What is it that they need? Where they can't easily find any substitutes. And then we can have a good discussion.
in the event of a full-blown trade war, the loss of Canadian resources would severely damage a wide range of American production sectors. These Canadian resources are defined as critical within the U.S. marketplace, and some just cannot be replaced without being sourced from Canada.
Think of aluminum, potash, uranium, energy, of course. All these things are areas in which any action from Canada could be painful for Americans, which we don't want to do. But if we have to defend ourselves, we will.
But John Charest believes that whether tariff implementation by the U.S. is announced or not, Canada should view this as an opportunity to take a hard look at its own economy, and that perhaps now is the time to question Canada's long-standing dependence on the U.S. marketplace.
It is a general wake-up call about the country. 20 years from now, we may thank Donald Trump for having done this and allowed us to have a very hard look at ourselves on how we have managed our economy, because it used to be that we could take the Americans for granted. We can't anymore. And rather than talk about what we'll do, do it.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A storm system moving through the upper Midwest will give us some snow today in our ag weather forecast. Now, that wintry weather expected today, it's going to mainly be light snow. Could see some freezing drizzle as well at times this afternoon. After that storm moves through, expect things to cool down once again. But then a larger winter storm with heavy accumulations is expected for the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 60% chance of snow and light freezing drizzle. We'll have highs upper 20s. East winds at around 10, shifting to the southeast. Tonight, 70% chance of snow and or light freezing drizzle. Could see up to an inch or two with lows in the mid-20s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Highs upper 20s. West winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 40. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs low 20s. Saturday, snow, heavy at times with heavy accumulation, highs in the low 20s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 17. Monday, sunshine, highs near 15. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 12.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The poultry living in your backyard are depending on you to keep them healthy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Disease prevention includes keeping people and parrots away and cleaning the coop as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Chickens can be hard.
hard to treat when they get sick, so the best medicine is prevention. Bringing in new birds is a leading cause of diseases in chickens. Teresa Morishita is a poultry medicine and food safety professor at Western University in Pomona, California. She recommends a four-week quarantine of new birds before mixing them in with a flock.
During this time, I would contact like a local vet and have them collect blood samples to see if those birds have been exposed to any poultry diseases, and then also run a fecal exam to check for parasites like worms or tapeworms, because you want to prevent those diseases from being established. Those parasites can live a long time on your farm.
Pet birds such as parrots can transfer serious bacterial diseases to chickens, so don't let them mingle together. Even humans can unknowingly transfer nasty bugs on their shoes, so don't let visitors handle the chickens. Sanitation is another key to keep your flock healthy, because disease-causing agents can survive in organic matter such as wet litter and feces. Morishita recommends cleaning the coop on a daily basis.
Because not only do you have the buildup of fecal materials, but if the birds are on it, they can also have a skin disease on their foot known as bumblefoot because of the ammonia burns. And the other thing that's really important is that if you keep your birds cooped up at night, sometimes if the litter is not managed well, you can have a high ammonia levels in the morning, and that's not good for their respiratory system.
Keeping the chickens' living area clean also discourages rodents who can bring in unwanted diseases. Find more tips for preventing illness in your backyard flock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Heart is on the mend. I'll be alright, it's safe to say. Cause just like your love, this is only a phase. Well, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing. But your memory's taking second to a good book and a nice long bath.